Shia Bechonim Erev Shabbos. New topics. Shia means if you left something on the stove Erev Shabbos, does it require a blech? Hatmana, what does Hatmana mean? Anyone know?
Insulating.
You let it insulate a pot, which means put a blanket over it, towel over it, on the stove, off the stove, and all the different things in between. Shia is called. It means leaving something on the stove before Shabbos. Hatmana is insulating. This is a sound of Gimel. Since there are many different laws regarding leaving a pot on a fire on Shabbos, it's good to be careful that every single thing you put on the stove, on the blech before Shabbos, should be fully cooked. And when that fully cooked pot should be put not just on a regular fire, on a covered fire, a fire with a blech before Shabbos, right? The blech is going to prevent you from doing any adjustment of the flame. I don't know if we spoke about this. It's very important to know what is a blech? Does a blech cover the fire? Does it have to cover the knob? Does it have to cover both? Anyone know? Anyone have an opinion on the matter?
It's supposed to cover the knobs also.
So the fire is really the good thing, because that's what the Gemara talks about. The point is he's not going to stoke the coals. I don't know how to say it. Stoke, I think. So therefore, the Gemara just said you have to cover the fire. So also by us, you said to cover the fire. So Rav Meishi brings down over here on the bottom in Kuf Pei Vav says it's also good. It's good to cover the knobs as well. But just to take off the knobs is not enough. The fire is not covered. If the fire is covered, taking the knobs off is a very good thing. You're being a kind of Misha. But if you just take off the knobs, you're missing the point. Right. The good thing is really just to cover the flame.
Okay. So wait. So anything on the stove is
right. As opposed to being on an open fire.
The chiluk of b'mayim and also
better take them.
What?
If the block is covering the fire, then we should be
gone. It's better to you. Have everybody should suspect you because it's like one step removed. You can't adjust the stove.
Either cover it or take them off.
But the fire itself has to be covered.
Okay.
Also by water. It's the same thing. It's better to put it on a covered flame before Shabbos. The urn in Yeshiva, we don't have a covered flame. The urn might have other issues why it might be a problem to use in Shabbos. Not be. I don't know. She also put on a covered flame. The water is going to be the same din. Okay. What's the problem? Yeah, okay, let's go back to it. Amnum. Kedera Shem Shem Lachzio Gabe Ish Lachan Shasir B'Shav. This is very important. Kedera, which one will not want to return from the fire after he removes it on Shabbos? Listen to the muscle. My crock pot at home. You never take shul on Friday night. It doesn't happen. It's not ready yet. Maybe it's not ready. I don't know. Probably is ready. I don't know. We wouldn't take it. So anyway, do we need a blech from our shul on pot? We said a blech was why? For Chazar, that was one of the five. Let's say you're not doing Chazar. You're just leaving it on before Shabbos. You need a blech. So there, which you don't want to take off from the fire, which once you take off from the fire, you're not going to want to return. And it's the least cooked from Michael Ben Josiah, which is what? Anyone remember?
Third half.
You can pass it like Rashi says, even a third, as long as it's at a mound. The chendu mayim also an urn. Shemayim is coming, but until the prophet says shir shiach, let this by also an urn or a pot of water, which is not fully cooked, but it's at least yad so let this by. For tzayin lahashir al gabeish meshav kol Shabbos, you want to leave it there. Shabbos continues until Shabbos morning, and once you take the urn off the pot off the fire of the water, or once you take the urn, the crack pot off the fire, mutter. You have to leave it even on an uncovered Shabbos, uncovered fire before Shabbos, as long as once you take it off, you're not going to put it back on. As long as it's at least a half cooked or a third. I won't follow that. Be cool. If one is stuck, if they don't have a blech, let's say, and the cholent is at least a third or half cooked, you don't like it. Right. You could leave it on an open fire before Shabbos, as long as once you take it off, you're not going to return it back on. There's not going to be any chazara. Why? Because the reason that you need the blech is for some of the Mexican kebab asho, right? You put it back on the fire by terms of chazara.
You can't throw up a chalent right before Shabbos and leave it on the flame.
Very good. So if you back it up right before Shabbos, you put it on the fire, it's not going to be a third cook when Shabbos comes in, or a half cook, according to Luchat Chila, why you not put it on right before Shabbos? You're saying it's MS. Except, what do you do with the Eitzah to get around this?
Well,
you put a black. So once you have the black, you could even have it.
Nothing.
Right. Exactly.
What was the previous thing you said, the first thing?
Exactly. Was the first thing? You don't need a black if it's at least a half cooked. And once you take the
before Shabbos?
Yeah, before Shabbos.
What's the difference?
No, because now it's ready to be. Now we're not worried you're going to come and stoke the coals. It's a half cooked. It's ready now. You're not going to come to stoke the coals in Shabbos. You could leave it open. Because you know it's going to be ready in an hour or two. It's almost ready. You could even eat it now if you want.
You don't need a black on Shabbos? Meaning before Shabbos?
Before Shabbos. You don't need to put a black on that fire.
Even if it continues on to Shabbos?
Yes. Why? Because not where you're going to stoke the coals. Because it's already edible. It's not fully cooked. It's edible. You won't come to do that because I'll worry about it so much. You turn the hachmir, but it's going to be machmir. But turn the hachmir, they're not, oh, dude, my gaibation, because she's seen him as a man rather than he sees a Shabbos. It's still, just be careful once you put this chilling pot or the water on the stove many hours before Shabbos to make sure it's at least half cooked. And this way, it's almost cooked. And you're not going to come to stoke the coals.
Is considered a block?
No, it's not. You would need a black, but that would also be butter.
Kind of open the flame. It's not open the flame.
It is, but it's considered open in terms of the normal way you cook.
So you can't open.
So you can technically leave it there.
You
could, if it's a half cooked, you could technically. As long as you have no shadows of the door, door opening and the
fire.
So that's not a problem. You could do it also.
What's with the Yavin in those cases?
What is with the Yavin? The Yavin, if it's not.
No. The Yavin, what is it?
Let's say you were over.
Yeah.
Not for now.
Because these are. We have to know that.
No, but you just put it, use a block. If you use a block, you're totally fine. Always.
Technically, you're allowed to eat the food if it was left on. If you put it on right before Shabbos.
Most cases you will be. Most cases you will be, yeah. Technically.
Because if they ask, I have to say yes.
I don't think they're going to ask if they asked it.
Probably.
Okay.
We'll see. Who's the.
Okay, so that's that. That's Shehiya, and that's Shehiya. So everyone has Shehiya. There's two chilukim. One is the pot was cooked, half or a third, which then you would not need a blech. Okay? But if the pot is going to be raw before Shabbos, then you would need a blech. Because where are you going to come from? To stoke the coals to get it, to make the flame higher, it's going to be ready at midnight. What? That's all included in Shehiya.
So before Shabbos, we at least.
And then you can leave it on the fire without a blech. As long as once you take it off, you're not going to put it back on. That was that halacha. Samach dalos. Right, exactly. Right. Once you take it off, we're good. Good. Samach dalos. Bedini hatmana, yishlahavdil, bein hatmana, yu'ajem, hatmana, v'shabbos. Regarding hatmana, there's two different types of hatmana. There's insulating before Shabbos, there's insulating on Shabbos. He's going to say a bunch, I don't know if you have to write this down, there's just different ideas about hatmana. He's going to go through each one separately. What does it mean, Hatmana that's Maisiv Chaim and Hatmana that's not adding fire, adding heat? If you cover a pot of soup on the fire, okay, that covering is going to be adding heat. It's Maisiv Hevel. Because now that since it's covered, it's now going to retain its heat better. It's going to stay hot longer. Masha'ekin, if the soup pot will be off the fire, it's not adding heat when you insulate it, it's just keeping the heat in. Everyone follow the difference?
If it's on top of the fire,
then you're adding heat. You're being Maisiv Hevel, you're adding heat. If it's just, if it's off the fire, you're not adding heat, you're maintaining the heat. It's not Maisiv Hevel. That's the second chiluk, the third one. We'll say there's no reason if you do Hatmana, you insulate the Kli Rishon, which is the pot that was on the fire, is on the fire. Hatmana in Kli Sheni, which we'll see is Matur, if you insulate your soup bowl.
You can't do it.
What? You can't do it. question. We'll see. We'll talk about it. We're going to get through more. You're speaking out the grocery problem, the topics that we're going to discuss. We'll see these different types of Hatmana, if the dish you're dealing with is Yad Saladis Bar or it's not Yad Saladis Bar. Now, next.
All these things are like Asar or Mutter.
He's just explaining the different ideas, different types of Hatmana, and I was going to say the next three Sifim, what's Mutter and what's Asar. You don't know yet. Now we know. Mutter la'atim b'ayjom. Now we know it's mutter to insulate before Shabbos, Kedera, u'botash, u'shesh, u'esh, chayimok, u'gon, u'dea, tifas, b'kar, v'shmichas. You could insulate something to keep its heat in through what? What's karim? It's pillows or blankets. U'mutter la'atim b'kedera, afilim, yom, medes, agave, kedera, u'sechas. You could even insulate a pot before Shabbos if it's on something that's going to even make the heat higher. Let's see, put it on top of a blech or on top of another pot.
It can cause a fire.
But be careful how you insulate it. That's a good point. As long as they're not on the fire.
It's not directly on the fire, but a blech is fine, a hot plate is fine.
If the blech is off, if the hot plate is off, you can put it on, even though it's still hot.
Oh, if it's off?
Yeah, it has to be off.
But not directly on a blech, now it insulates something on a blech.
So again, there's two types. There's moisture travel, there's adding heat, and there's retaining heat. Before Shabbos, you can insulate something totally. Let's see, I'll tell you what some people do. Oh, I don't know if some people do this. They cover the soup pot. Let's say they turn the burner to 500 before Shabbos. Okay, before Shabbos, they shut it off. Then they take the soup pot, they put like a towel over it. It's not going to get a fire because it's not on anymore, the fire. It's just keeping the heat in, and it won't cause a fire. And then they'll either put it inside the oven, so this way another insulation, or they'll put it on the counter, whatever it is. The point over there is that blanket or pillow is not going to add, it's just going to keep it in. But before Shabbos, if you would leave the soup on the burner, which you could do, or on the black, which we said you could do Shia, then you can add, and the black is on, until the fire is on, then you could not put a blanket over it, because that's Moisif Hevel. When you're being mad, when you're insulating with a double Moisif Hevel, even before Shabbos, it's going to be awesome. Want to follow that?
No.
That's good. No?
Shabbos comes, the fire is off.
So we love him, we mutter that. We're saying you left it on Shabbos, you left the black on. Then it'll be awesome because you're being moisif hevel and it's being insulated with a blanket.
So there has to be she's leaving food.
So, no, so if the fire is on, even with a black, it's going to be awesome. Why? Because you're adding heat.
So all we're saying is pillows and things you can't put it on before Shabbos when the fire is on, since it's adding heat, but you could put it on if the fire is not on. So
right.
Just keeping it. Okay.
Exactly. Because you can't insulate something when there's going to be heat and insulation. If the fire is on under the burner, even if it's black there, it's still going to be adding heat. Then it's going to be awesome to insulate.
Why?
It's not very much to have, it's zero. Back up to adjust something. Why would you put the fire on? Adjust the flame, make it hotter, and see if it's not hot enough. The fire is on.
There's no insulation right also?
There's nothing to adjust. What?
Well, you might adjust the cover. What was it?
If there's a double mice of apple, meaning the fire is going to be on, why is it going to be on, sir? We see you're so careful about your insulation, your mom is keeping it hot, side through the blankets and also through the fire. We're worried that you're going to come through just the fire.
Okay, and if you don't have that cover, then you're not going to come through.
If you're on the fire, you're not going to come through. You're not going to come to do anything.
But if you don't have the cover, then you leave it on the black, you might also come through. You could put out money, even if it's a mice problem.
No, technically, in a tsunami.
Yeah, he has a good point.
Right, the black is there, but you're not going to protect it. question. Not sure.
It's a good question. What are you thinking?
Get back to it. I'll have to look it up. So like we were saying, even before Shabbos, you can't insulate something if it's going to add heat. What does that mean? If you cover the kisui akadir, where you take your chillin pot and you put some pillows over that, even if the fire is covered with blech. So you saw Kaplan is asking, you want to understand this kasha? Kasha is, if there's a blech, you're not going to do adjusted anymore. It should be mutter. Right, that's what you're asking.
That's just like anything on the flames. It'll make a difference if there. The whole point is that you're going to come even more. Because of the Hatmana, you might come even more adjusted.
Even if this is covered. Even if this is covered, even if this is black.
I wouldn't think so.
Okay, fine. Let's see if I can just finish up. Oh, God, put the chashmal. You can't put it on a hot plate. Because again, a hot plate is also David. It's Moisif Hevel, right? Because it's still heat coming out of the hot plate. So you can't cover a pot and put it on a hot plate. Filu b'Shabbos Atzma. This is important. On Shabbos itself, Aser la'atman. You can't do atmana. Filu b'Aifin she'ena Moisif Chayim. Even in a David she'ena Moisif Hevel. Filu b'Tashu b'Vashem Kol Tzarko. V'lachein Aser la'achnes kufasu shemurim sigu al ha'aychol shabal seichmayim chamim. Filu einam omdim al gabei ha. You can't put something that's, let's say, covered in a, you can't cover your supine on Shabbos, you can't put a blanket over it on Shabbos, even if it's off the fire, because on Shabbos, even a davar she'ein a ma'aseh hevel is going to be aser.
What?
Okay, it's a good question. Stop here. You're asking why? Because the ma'aseh is not ma'aseh hevel. You shouldn't be not going to put them just on.
Shane is 100.
Yes. Yeah. Stop.